The state Senate today got an update on the state employee retirement system's unfunded liability. It's now $11 billion. The State Affairs Committee also began a series of hearings on a new plan that would allow workers to choose which type of retirement plan they want. APRN's Dave Donaldson has more.
With a defined benefits plan, an employee knows exactly what income and benefits will become available after retirement. Defined contributions means that employee knows how much money will go into a retirement account with no promise of its value or how long it will last after state service. The state currently offers new hires the defined contributions plan, having changed from the benefits approach 5 years ago. But the bill by Juneau Democrat Dennis Egan would set up a new defined benefits plan and make it available to new employees and to those who were hired when there was no option. Jesse Keel, chief of staff to the bill's sponsor, explained the new level of employment benefits and the newly structured plan.
The new tier created by Senate Bill 121 is designed to be less costly than previous defined benefit tiers and more predictable, Mr. Chairman, more stable than some of the previous tiers, especially our initial attempts after statehood at creating a pension system. The new tier should provide us with fewer surprises down the road. That's part of its design.
Actuary William Fornia, who's worked with state retirement plans throughout the nation and has worked with Alaska's plan directly, advocates offering the new plan for employees' consideration. He mentioned the risk to employees of having to manage their retirement accounts themselves and to Alaska's singular position as the largest employer in the United States, commercial or government, that does not have a Social Security-type plan in place in case of plan failures. He said Alaska opted out of the Social Security system for state workers some 30 years ago. Unions and many career employees have said that the state is facing a problem with worker retention, and Fornia says the retirement plan fits into that problem. Defined benefits are usually the choice of experienced workers who need to look ahead toward retirement. Defined contributions plans are portable from job to job, generally preferred by younger workers or those who don't want a career.
So by having a defined contribution vehicle as their only retirement vehicle, you implicitly are encouraging them to work, you know, 5-10 years and then go retire someplace that has a retirement plan. It's like backwards. It seems to implicitly undermine worker retention.
The Parnell administration opposes the new plan. Deputy Commissioner of Administration Mike Barnhill said oil production has been decreasing over the years, and the state's not ready to make any long-term commitments.
Until we can put this state back on a stable fiscal path, we believe it's imprudent to make promises that could last 70 to 80 years. And the worst thing in my mind, Mr. Chair, is that we extend those promises and then 70 years from now, another unfunded liability arises in the new plan, and we don't have the kind of general fund resources that we have today to backstop that.
The committee will meet on the proposed plan in Fairbanks next month, and we'll hear more testimony during the session that begins in January. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.